Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Now I know what people felt like. Like hardcore Michael Jackson fans when he passed away, or the Prince fans when he died a couple years ago.
It's a tough one.
The Get Up Crew, it's Hot 96.9. It's a day of mourning for me because my Jewish father, who I've never met, has passed away. The great Stan Lee. Yeah. He is so impactful, ladies and gentlemen. And me, obviously, because I was, I'm like a comic book nerd. I love the cartoons, the movies, and all that stuff. But he's so impactful that people like, for example, Melissa, who didn't grow up with any of that. She didn't care about any of that. She still, if you say Spider-Man, if you say Incredible Hulk, she knows who you're talking
about.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you don't have to have been a fan of his work to know the impact that he's had on millions
of
people.
I would say maybe the impact, but to know who he is. I mean, because if you don't really know how he impacted everybody if you didn't know him.
Well,
right?
You can see it in the outpouring of love usually when someone dies, people will put up the RIP or whatever. People were writing big, long, like I was on Twitter yesterday and people were writing big, long tributes and how he affected them personally.
I always feel like people wait, though. Like 12, 13 years ago, nobody knew who Stan Lee was, you know? And this guy has been doing a lot for a long time. And I always feel like
I knew who Stan Lee was 12, 13
years ago. But you were a diehard comic book.
Well, then let's go to Ramiro then, because you...
Wiggy has this thing where it's like, he's like, how could you, like, if you never met the person, how could it bother you? And normally, it doesn't bother me. This time it bothered me. This guy was pop culture. So many things that we talk about, expressions that we use come from him. You know, it's insane. The guy, I mean, I'm not going to go into his whole history unless you want me to. Do you want me to, Pebbles?
No.
Because I could go into his whole
history. We can off the air.
Okay, well, he, a brief history. Back in the day when comic books were out, it was very much like all the superheroes were just like these great beings, like Superman. He was ultimately good from Metropolis, whatever. He was the one who came out and was like, you know what? Let's give these guys like real human backstories where like crap happens to them, like bad things. Let's humanize them. Not just that, you know what? Let's humanize the whole thing. And instead of making Superman from Metropolis or Batman from Gotham City, these places that don't exist, let's make a Spider-Man from New York. Let's use like real things. He was the first person who put a black person in a comic book. Mm-hmm. How about that? And when he did it, they kept on the printers. They kept on sending it back because they thought it was a mistake. Because everybody, everybody was like the same color and stuff. And they drew in like a black person. Mm-hmm. They kept on sending it back. And they're like, no, we want a black person.
Like something's wrong with the colors off.
Yeah, they did. They thought the color was off.
Yeah, because right after that was when Charles Schulz put Franklin in the Peanuts.
Oh, I love Franklin.
Yeah, it was like a couple years after that.
He, fun fact, the Black Panther Party, they were created after he created the Black Panther comic book character. Everyone thinks it was the other way around. No, they named themselves. They might not admit it. They might not admit it. But what are the odds that right after this iconic character comes out called the Black Panther, that the Black Panther Party would come out? And they were like, oh, no, we didn't know. We just by accident named ourselves after him. There's so many things that he impacted in the world that I could talk about for the next 4 hours, but I can't because I have to play Montel Jordan.
This is how we do.
Wake up. It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.